All right, guys. Today in practice, Larry Asante was limited today with a shoulder. TJ Carey was limited today with an ankle. Jonathan Dahling, he was limited today with a back. Gabe Jackson limited today with a knee. Leonard was full today with a concussion. Latavius was limited today as well. Carlos Rogers did not practice today, and Nico Thorpe did not practice today.
So Latavius still have one more step to go?
He still has one step to go. We're not there yet.
I would assume that Leonhardt being full has cleared.
Leonhardt is fine.
We talked at length the other day about St. Louis's special teams. What are some of the other hallmarks of a Jeff Fisher-coached football team?
I mean, they're just really well coached. You know, I mean, defensively, they're a team that, you know, that gets after you, that gets after the quarterback. They always have been. I mean, when he was in Tennessee, played him a bunch of times there. You know, they get after the quarterback. He's got guys that can fly around pretty good that way, always has a good front. But not afraid to take chances, you know, do those type of things during the course of ball games, and fundamentally really sound.
They've had some changes at quarterback. What does Sean Hill bring to the table as you look to face him?
I would say veteran leadership, you know, is one of the things he brings to the table. I think he's a really sound guy, makes good decisions, you know, with the football. He's a veteran type of a player, you know, that, you know, handles the game really well that way. I don't think any situational stuff gets to him or any of those type of things. So, you know, he's seen a lot of stuff. You know, there's no question about that. And, you know, I think there's huge value to that.
So the situation last year when Terrell Pryor had been cleared to play with a concussion, but DA opted, nah, I'm going to give you another week. Could mm-hmm. you see yourself doing that? Or if a guy's cleared, he's
I don't really know that yet. So, I mean, I have no idea. Depends on how the guy feels and where we are at that point, but I really don't have an idea of that.
Is getting any closer to deciding whether or not Gabe will start this week?
No, not a whole lot closer right now. I mean, you know, it's he practiced again today. You know, I've seen some things yesterday, you know, during practice that were really good. I've seen some things yesterday in practice that weren't, you know, quite where I think they needed to be. But, you know, we'll watch the film today and see where he is. So, you know, it's whether or not, you know, he starts, okay, plays, or is not active. You know, I mean, those are all still possibilities.
We all, so much is made of Khalil, so much is made of Derek. How big of an impact has Gabe made for you guys?
I think Gabe's made a huge impact. You know, I would argue, you know, strongly, you know, strongly to the way that he's played. In other words, you know, I know there's some other guards out there that are getting a lot of, you know, a lot of accolades and a lot of things like that, okay, but this guy's played pretty darn good against some good people, okay? I've watched it, and those people know it, okay? And, you know, for where we found this player in the draft, you know, and where we were able to get, Gabe in that situation, I think it was a tremendous job by Reggie and the people up there, and, you know, I really do think this kid's playing well and will be a good player here for a long time.
You'd mentioned Nico Thorpe the other day as being a guy along with Chimney who had been a real good special teams guy for you, and not practicing this week. Has that situation not looked good for him?
I obviously hasn't practiced, and when I usually have said that to you guys, okay, it's been, you know, truth, so it doesn't look great, you know, in that scenario. We still got, you know, a little bit more time here, but it doesn't look great. You know, and that one would hurt, you know, because of the special teams, you know, contribution that he makes each and every week. You know, I mean, he's been huge that way, plus he's played. But, you know, I think that the team that we're playing with their special teams, I mean, we have to have good answers there in those situations. So, you know, we've made contingency plans if he can't play. And obviously, you know, those guys are ready to go here, and they'll have to step up if he can't play.
What's your cut-up like of their trick plays and all their special team stuff? It must be...
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to watch, you know, and if you go, you know, you really go way back, you know, you'll see everything. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, he was involved in one of the biggest special teams plays, I think, that, you know, there was, you know, out there, you know, in a pretty big game. So, but, you know, when you're watching it, there's a lot of trick stuff there, okay? There's a lot of, you know, chances taken in those situations, and you know, I think that you know, that's a good thing, motivates his team, you know, and he's done it, you know, and they've succeeded doing it, so obviously gives us something to work on.
We talked about
quietly.
We talked about responding to adversity in the middle of ball games and against the Chiefs. Chiefs come back, take the lead. Team didn't hang their head. 17 play drive, go down and win the ball game. How important was it to learn that lesson, that, you know, to bounce back from a moment in a game like that?
I think it was really important, no question about it. And, you know, I think that you keep talking a lot about the fact that, you know, our teams gotten into this end of the pool a bunch, okay? We've been able to get there and not finish the football game for whatever the reason. And, you know, we just keep talking about putting ourselves back in that position and learning how to do that, learning how to win in those situations. And, you know, it's a good lesson, because when you put the film on and you get a chance to show them the reasons why they won the football game in those scenarios, it's very, very clear. You know, very, very clear when they watch it. They can see themselves having success. They can see the momentum being on our side in those situations. They can see us doing it better fundamentally, doing it harder, executing better in those situations. All those things are, you know, are sitting there on tape for them. So there's good validation to that.